I think, Sam, at the minute, unfortunately, there isn't a majority for a left-wing government, which is disappointing after the results that were had in the election just over 2 weeks ago, or almost a week ago now. So that means that if there's a left-wing government to be formed, it will be a minority government with either the tacit support of the opposition to allow things to happen, or with a formal arrangement with one of the opposition groupings to allow the government to be formed. I think that is still the desirable option, because it is clear that the people voted for a left-wing alternative and voted against Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael and forming a government. So I think the onus is on us as that alternative to ensure that happens.
And what about this possibility of a Sinn Féin Fianna Fáil coalition? Is that fading completely now?
Well, I don't know. You'd have to ask Sinn Féin about that. The reality is that a Sinn Féin Fianna Fáil coalition is not anything new, and it's not bringing change, and it's not what the people voted for. And if that happens, that's something that you'll have to ask the Sinn Féin and Fianna Fáil representatives. But in terms of what I believe is possible is that a minority left-wing government is more than possible, and I think it's what everybody on the left should be working towards and working to achieve, to actually change the way this country has been run over the years.
But would Fianna Fáil stand by and let that happen?
Well, I can't see that Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael or any of the independents would have any option but to support a government that would deal with the housing crisis and deal with the health crisis that we have in this country. And the only way that can be dealt with effectively and properly is through a left-wing coalition and a left-wing government, because we have shown that Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael are not interested in dealing with it and solving the issues. So I think it's time for change, and it's time for something, a new direction to be carried out in relation to that, to solve these issues once and for all.
What about Leo Varadkar's comments today? He's effectively, you know, throwing in the towel. He's conceded that he won't be the next Taoiseach. Is that a wee bit alarming that he's sort of just, you know, given up, as it were?
I think that's great. I think it's great that he give up, because, I mean, I certainly don't want him as Taoiseach again. And it would be not of any benefit to the people, to the Irish people, I believe, for Leo Varadkar or Micheál Martin to be in as Taoiseach.